Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down 5.25 cents, July beans down 6.25, and July wheat down 0.5 cent. Currently, we've got the dollar down 44 ticks. Crude oil is up 75. That should have been a little supportive for the grains, but we've been under pressure because of the rains. Now, we had a pretty wild night overnight. Heavy rains across a lot of the Midwest, maybe even too much rain, but we didn't really break until the last 15-20 minutes of the night session out here. The exports really weren't bad, 1.421 on the corn, 1.3 on the beans, 462 on the wheat, so not bad numbers there, but we broke it anyway. We've got the Brexit vote. Obviously, the pound is up sharply here. The dollar's down. Most money is on the fact that Britain's going to stay, though we really won't know until either late tonight or early tomorrow morning what the actual results are. So there's going to be a lot of uncertainty all day today and tomorrow. But the early exit polls were showing that Britain's going to stay in the EU, which is why the pound was strong. So it's going to be about trying to digest the rain here, trying to digest the Brexit vote. Funds are still heavily long corn and beans. Do they want to own it? It's really anybody's guess out here. But technically, these markets look under some significant pressure. We have July SEP and DEIS corn now all back under $4. Certainly not the sign that the market's concerned about any heat problems out there or drought problems. So that's about it. We'll see if the weak dollar and the strong crude oil can help bring the grains back along with the exports or whether or not their guys are still worried about the Brexit vote. That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343.